The future of the Steelers front office is now clear. The future of the Pittsburgh Steelers is now clearing up. Whether you like it or not, the Steelers have now hired Omar Khan as the new general manager and Andy Weidel as the assistant GM. And honestly, on this episode of Mic Drop here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and Steelers Now, I think it's great. I think the Steelers did a great job, and I would keep it real if I didn't. You have a perfect combination of Khan and Weidel to lead the Steelers to the next era post-Kevin Colbert. And if it was just one of them, I maybe would feel differently. But this is the perfect combo. This is the modern-day combination that you need. And there are some question marks there. Nothing's guaranteed, but this is a great combo so far. There's plenty to love about this, and I'm sure some of you will find things to pick at, but based on the Steelers' way, knowing what they're going to do, not really being surprised by Omar Khan being hired, but this combo, it definitely works out. Again, I'm Mike Osti, Pittsburgh Sports Live, Steelers Now. The Steelers do officially bring in Omar Khan, or not bring in, they promote. He's been with the franchise for 21 years. They do then bring in Andy Weidel from the Eagles as the assistant GM, who also interviewed for the GM role. So when you think about it, you now have a guy in Omar Khan who has become a cap guru. He's become a numbers guy. He is a numbers guy. He is a numbers savant, for a vocab term for you. And he's been doing it for years and years and years. So he's been a part of the Steelers franchise that obviously has led to championships and led to tremendous success. And yes, there's been some disappointment with bigger time rosters and things like that. And maybe you wanted more, and no, they didn't embark on a Patriots like dynasty, but a level of success in the past two plus decades. He was a part of that. Obviously Kevin Colbert running the ship, but a part of that. And Andy Weidel, for those of you who don't know, and yes, he's from Pittsburgh, so you may like that. So the Steelers promote the guy from within who's been a part of the franchise. That's not, I guess, too surprising, although the Steelers absolutely promote from within a lot less than you guys think they do. But overall, I see that not being surprising. That is part of the Steelers' way. I get it. And they mostly have done that with assistant coaches, et cetera, over the years, but not this position. But still, I get it. And Kevin Colbert had ties when you gave him the job, when he was eventually awarded the job in terms of ties to Pittsburgh, obviously Robert Morris being that tie. So I get keeping it in the family. I get all of that. Although some of you who wanted Lewis Riddick, obviously Pitt ties there. So it's not like you didn't want, not like the other contingent didn't want Pittsburgh ties. You just didn't care about native Pittsburgh as much as, say, Pitt. Maybe you're Pitt fans, or maybe you wanted something different. But Lewis Riddick, a great guy, great on TV. How do you know what he would be able to do for a franchise? How would you know? Tons of analysts, tons of people in TV, and yes, he's in football, haven't had success when they try to translate. But Omar Khan is somebody that has been around. He's been around the block, and it's been around the Steelers block, and certainly has been around to a level of success. And again, he knows how to finagle a cap. He knows how to get the most out of a cap. He knows how to work those numbers, which is necessary in this day and age. But if it was just Omar Khan, if it was just Omar Khan by himself, and yes, this leaves the Hunt question mark out there, why he was not involved, etc. And maybe we'll learn about this new. This is still now in the morning after. But if it was just Omar Khan, I could see him being against it. I would probably be against it. I wouldn't be surprised, but I would probably be more against it, because a numbers guy isn't enough. And maybe that's great for that role, even in baseball or whatever sport. Numbers are important. Analytics are important. You need that in this modern day and age. But you got to be able to scout. You got to be able to scout. You got to be able to know, if I'm working these numbers, these players are going to fit right. So if it was just Omar Khan by himself, I don't think I'd love it nearly as much. But Omar Khan then paired with Andy Weidel, who I should almost spend most of this, you know, brief show to react on this about, because you guys know about Omar Khan. He's been around, even if you're not as familiar as, say, obviously Kevin Colbert or others who have been in the Steelers front office. Steelers fans are aware of Omar Khan. He was a name that was always involved in this mix. Even some that maybe were on the Hunt bandwagon, You know he's a numbers guy. You know he's been involved. That's not surprising. He didn't have anything handed to him. He did have to go through the process, so that's good. They're treating it kind of like the quarterback battle, throwing Pickett as the third string here to start things out. Not going to hand anything to him. They don't want to hand anything to anybody. But Andy Weidel being involved, for those of you who don't know, now you're going to know. He helped build the Saints championship team after the 2009 season. He helped build that. He was a part of the early days. He helped build that. Wasn't there then, but helped build that. He helped build the Ravens, the one that Super Bowl after the 2012 season. Again, helped build that. He was a part of that. And a scout, someone who's scouting, is very much a part of that process, whether they're there at that point or not, because obviously you're getting players to build to, unless you win immediately upon drafts and bringing everybody in right away, which doesn't happen. You build it up, you build it up. Kevin Colbert, if the Steelers win a championship 2, 3, 4 years from now, Kevin Colbert helped build that by this draft. Obviously, especially if they do it with Kenny Pickett, since he drafted Kenny Pickett. So that was Andy Weidel. Andy Weidel was that scout. And if it was just Omar Khan by himself, if it was just Omar Khan being that numbers guy without a guy like Andy Weidel being the scout, being there with him, I could absolutely see a criticism. I could see an uncertainty that makes you uncomfortable and say, okay, it's just Steelers way. We're not sure what's going on here. They just promoted the guy within, even though the process happened. And what tells you Omar Khan can do more than be a numbers guy? I get it. And many of you might have loved it anyway and not digged in, but that would have been my concern. But after, you know, sleeping on this a little bit, no, this is the perfect combo. This is the perfect combo for the Steelers' future and the front office of the Pittsburgh Steelers, with Omar Khan being that numbers guy who's been around and knows the way. And then you add in Andy Weidel, who, again, helped build championship teams, helped build rosters, helped build all of that. Obviously, coming from Philadelphia, and then it's not just doing it years and years ago. It's not just doing it with the Saints, not just doing it with the Ravens. Recently, after the 2017 season, Andy Weidel helped build a championship for the Eagles. So the Eagles won a championship in 2017. That's not that long ago. And Andy Weidel's very much a part of that. So you get Omar Khan being the numbers guy. You get Omar Khan being that cap guru that you need in this day and age. And you've had, but you need in this day and age. And who knows what he would do. He's definitely had interviews. He definitely had looks in the past. If you say, I can't give you GM, or I'm going to give it to Andy Weidel, even though he's, you know, because he's had success, is Omar Khan going to stay? Is Omar Khan going to get another opportunity? If you want to lock Omar Khan in because you want his numbers and you want him being that cap guru and you want him a part of the fold because he's been a part of the fold and you want to keep him, this probably was the only way. This probably was the only way to make that happen. So I actually thought at one point you're going to have a marriage maybe of Omar Khan and Hunt and maybe somebody else and kind of have this three-headed monster possibly, maybe have it be a full group, maybe not have the roles as dignified or specified. Seems like they kind of are going to be. Seems like kind of Hunt is a question mark right now. But Omar Khan being the GM and Andy Weidel, who was not in the mix for the last 20 years, obviously, he's been around the NFL, always building rosters, always doing it to success, and three times leading it to eventually winning a championship for that franchise. He's the scout. So the weakness of Omar Khan is filled in by Andy Weidel's strength. And I have no evidence to say Andy Weidel's this great cap guy, this great numbers guy, but he's a great scout. So maybe they're two men that becoming one, and regardless of title, together, that is a solid front office. So again, there's no mic needing dropped here. I'm not needing to drop a mic or throw a mic or even rant. I can't rant on this, to be honest with you. I think the Steelers did a great job. It's hard to say hit a home run because they had Omar Khan there, and it probably wasn't a hard hire. He probably wanted it, just wanted an opportunity, wanted to be a GM, didn't want to wait around forever. So as long as they gave him something, he wasn't going to go somewhere else. I get all that. But to get Andy Weidel from Philly, after building an Eagles team that won the only Super Bowl in franchise history, after doing it with Baltimore, after doing it prior to that with the Saints, two of those three titles were the first and current only in those franchises' history. And certainly the Saints weren't a lineage of success prior. He helped build that up. So you have the scout and Andy Weidel. You pair him with the numbers guy and Omar Khan. You get him together. You make him almost one man in that role of GM and assistant GM. I don't see what's not to like. And of course, the future of the franchise depends on the current roster, depends on what you do with the roster next year, depends on the QB position. And if Kenny Pickett does take hold of it and become that legit starter, it's going to be brutal, obviously, with Joe Burrow and company in the AFC North. Right now, you got to say he's the fourth best QB. If he is going to be a starter, him or Trubisky would be the fourth best QB. Maybe he's the fifth best QB if he's behind Trubisky. Absolutely. But I don't see anything else here. Again, I don't see anything else to do. Who else would you want? And maybe Hunt, but who else would you want in that GM role if not Omar Khan when you get Andy Weidel? If it was, again, just Omar Khan, Andy Weidel not being there, I could see the concern. But you look at Andy Weidel, you look at his resume, you look at his body of work, you look at the past 10-plus years of what he's done, and he still has that youthful exuberance a little bit there as a scout and as a roster builder. And you pair that with Omar Khan, who's been there, knows the tradition, knows the way, whether you like the Steeler way or not, he knows it, and they're not going to change it. And maybe it will be adapted and changed a little bit. Maybe bringing in Andy Weidel shows they're willing to adjust and adapt and get more modern as well. Because maybe you could argue this marriage is a more modern thing. So again, I just wanted to get this out there for you here. Again, want to make sure to subscribe, Pittsburgh Sports Live, comment below. I'll try to respond to you, obviously, throughout the day and beyond. Go over there to Steelers Now for all our coverage here right now, going into OTAs. And obviously this breaking news, this still now developing breaking news with the Steelers fixing and now giving you what their front office is going to be. So the Pittsburgh Steelers front office, it actually seems to be in good shape. 3-4 months ago, in doubt, no one knows what was going to happen after Kevin Colbert. And people can hate on Kevin Colbert all they want. He certainly wasn't perfect, had some drafts, had some secondary issues, had some swings and misses, but led to multiple championships, led to success. Again, a Hall of Fame resume for Kevin Colbert, so appreciate what he did. But not surprising. I thought maybe he would even be gone 2-3 years ago from what I heard. So Kevin Colbert gone after the draft, knowing that going into the draft, uncertainty of what the future is going to be and what's going to happen, uncertainty at the quarterback position in terms of after Ben. So Ben gone, Colbert gone, Tomlin's still there, but you get the only quarterback in the first round, and him being a Pitt guy doesn't matter. They loved Kenny Pickett. Okay, Kevin Colbert loved Kenny Pickett, obviously, for good reason. He's the most NFL-ready quarterback. And you have a bridge quarterback that's solid in Mitch Trubisky. You almost have a quarterback controversy there a little bit. Mason obviously will be gone at some point, but has certainly proven to at least be a solid backup, to be honest with you. So if he somehow is there as the third string or the second string, and then Pickett becomes the second or whatever happens, you know, if he's there, it's not the end of the world. But Mitch is a better bridge, and Kenny Pickett's the most NFL-ready quarterback in the draft they fell in love with. So that's a much better situation than it was months ago at QB for the future. Completely uncertain at that point. Same thing with the front office. But the front office has now been taken care of, and I think there's reason to believe the Steelers are going to be taken care of and fine for the future of this franchise with the front office pairing of Omar Khan being that cap guy, being that numbers guru, and Andy Weidel, who has proven it. They both have a track record of success, and Andy Weidel has a track record of success elsewhere. It's not like his first job is with the Steelers because he's a Pittsburgh guy. I would then probably hate it. He's put together 15-plus years of a track record of helping to build championship rosters. He can do that with the Steelers. It might not be right away. He can eventually do that with the Steelers because we know the Rooneys are going to give time, and the marriage of Omar Khan, knowing the Steelers' way, being there and being that cap guy, it's perfect. So again, the Steelers, I do believe, hit a home run. I do believe this is a great pairing, and I do believe they made the right decisions, plural. One of them, Omar Khan by himself, I don't know. There would be reasons for questions. There would be a problem there. I don't think so. He hasn't proven as a scout. That's what Kevin Colbert had to do and had done, and that's why the success was there. But the marriage of Omar Khan as a numbers guy and Andy Weidel as a scout guy and what they've proven over 2-plus decades with the Steelers and obviously elsewhere for Andy Weidel, perfect combination to lead the Steelers to the future and perfect front office combination for the Steelers. So again, I'm Mike Ostie. I can't drop the mic here. I got to support this move. The Steelers fix the front office. They add Omar Khan and Andy Weidel. It's a perfect pairing for the future. And maybe they're going to be a tag team championship duo and help the Steelers usher in a new era of Steeler football, regardless of whether it's with Kenny Pickett or whoever else. This is a perfect move. So Khan, Weidel, that's the ticket. That's the ticket to love. That's the ticket the Steelers.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.